Well, sermons from God's Word on morality are very much needed in the Lord's church today. Of course, they're needed throughout all of mankind. Now, let's define the word morality. Behavior which is acceptable, principles of right and wrong. Now, without God, there is no morality. We must point that out. Because if you leave it up to man to decide what is right and wrong, well, you'll end up with the terrible things going on today around us. So without God, there is no morality. Because without God, there is no right and wrong. Man will determine what he thinks is right and wrong. And you see where that gets us. And so this morning, let's ask the question, in what direction is our morality moving? Are we moving away from God's standard of morality? Well, we better not, but we can see around us what is going on. I think we all can understand the answer is, of course, our country is moving away from God's standard of morality. And it's good that we can have sermons concerning this. It's much needed. So we'll want to begin that sermon in just a moment. Hello, I'm Bob Hawkins, and for the Morgan Street Church of Christ, we welcome you this morning to Preparing for Eternity. And if we're not doing just that, we better get started. I mean, right now, because there's nothing more important than preparing for eternity. But we want to take this opportunity now to invite everyone to join in with us here at 540 East Morgan Street in Martinsville. Yes, we study God's precious Word in our Bible classes, and then we strive to worship God in accordance to the New Testament pattern, but also with a proper attitude, thus in spirit and in truth, John 4:24. And you would be very much welcome to join in with us. I can assure you that you will receive a warm welcome here at Morgan Street. And something else to mention, we always look forward to having opportunities of getting together and seeing what does God's Word say we must do in order to have salvation, in order to worship God and live the Christian life on a daily basis. Bible studies are very much appreciated to have these opportunities. And we want to mention also that if you have Bible questions or comments, positive or negative, feel free to write to us. That's 540 East Morgan Street, Martinsville, Indiana, 46151, or our office phone number, area code 765-342-6027, and our website address, www.morganstreetchurchofchrist.org. Now, let me mention this, because today, being Lord's Day, when this sermon will be broadcast, is the last day of our gospel meeting. Now, I'm recording this before the meeting even starts, but I can assure you that Brother Randall Jones has done a good job on Friday and Saturday night. And today, at 9:30, here on the Lord's Day, the sermon topic, Going Forward, Not Backwards. And then at 10:30, From Start to Finish. And Sunday at 1 p.m., following our potluck lunch, which is always great, Keep Your Eyes on the Goal. So we're running the Christian race, and this is a much-needed topic, and Brother Randall Jones is bringing us these lessons concerning that topic. And Brother Randall Jones comes from the Richardsville, Kentucky Church of Christ. He was a former preacher here for many years, I'm sure you'll enjoy hearing him preach God's Word. So we hope you'll make it this morning to our services. Now, let's get into our study as we're asking the question, in what direction is our morality moving? And we already all know the answer. Sad to say, we're moving away from God's standard of morality. So let's start off our study with answering this question: what is God's standard of morality? Well, we start out with the patriarchal law to show that man has always been under God's law. Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden were under God's law. They were not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the midst of the garden. They could eat of all the other trees. They had access to the tree of life. They were in paradise. But when they disobeyed God's command, God's law, they were cast out of paradise. And God spoke to the heads of the families during this period, speaking directly to Noah, directly to Abraham, until you come to Moses, the time of Moses, when God made a covenant with the nation of Israel and thus gave Moses his law, and thus we call it the Mosaic law. And the patriarchal law the Gentiles would continue under, the nation of Israel under the Mosaic law, and those that became proselytes, until Christ came and nailed the law of Moses to the cross, Colossians 2:14. The patriarchal law would also end, as well as the law of Christ would begin. The new covenant, the New Testament, purchased with the blood of Christ. And so God set forth eternal principles, laws of morality, from the beginning, which were included in every law. That's the point we want to make here. And since the cross, we are all under the law of Christ, whether we believe it or not. That is the new covenant, the New Testament. Hebrews 1:1-2. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. So God has spoken to us. How? Through his Son, as we study the Word of God, the New Testament. We hear the words of Christ. We hear his teaching, his doctrine. So we asked ourselves the question, are we listening to the Lord? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, Romans 10:17. It can come no other way. So we must listen to the Word of God and not be hearers only, but be doers of the Word, and not deceiving ourselves, as James tells us. So let's be sure that we do hear the Word of God. We respond to it, and we want to teach it to others as we have opportunity. Now, we need to understand that Christ has all authority. Matthew 28:18, all power hath been given unto me in heaven and in earth. And upon having that authority, Jesus commissioned his apostles to go ye therefore into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Mark 16:15-16. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. That's Matthew 28:19-20, isn't it? So this is the great commission which Christ had the authority to give. But something else we need to know: as Christ has all authority, he will judge us by the words that he has spoken. John 12:48, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. Did we get that? The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. So let's be sure we understand God's standard of morality is coming from the New Testament, the Word of God. Now we study and preach from the Old Testament. Infinite lessons are there. But we're under the law of Christ, and we need to stay with that authority for what we do. Let's go now to Galatians 5:19-25. Galatians 5, beginning in verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit, now we're at the positive side, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, self-control. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. So here we have morality is clearly shown in opposition to immorality. We want to live, of course, and bring forth fruit of the Spirit in accordance to the will of God, submitting to the authority of Christ, not having the works of the flesh involved in these immorality sins listed, of course. Now let's go to 1 Corinthians 6:9-11. And here we have a before and after picture of morality given. 1 Corinthians 6, beginning in verse 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, homosexuals, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. You have one taking, well, we'll talk about this in a moment. So that's homosexuality, isn't it? Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Now, here we come to verse 11. Here's where we have the after clearly shown. We just read the before. And such were some of you. They were participating in these sinful activities. They were in their sins, of course, away from God and needed salvation. And notice, they receive salvation upon obeying the gospel of Christ, but ye are washed, that is, they contacted the blood of Christ in the watery grave of baptism. But ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name, that is, of the authority of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. So they were forgiven of those sins they had been involved in. Now let's go through these sins together. Fornicators, those having sexual relations with someone other than their marital partner, whether it's homosexual activity, whatever outside of the marriage. 1 Corinthians 6:18. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. Let's be clear about this, that we're not to participate in sex outside the marriage, period. idolaters, those who worship idols. This would be involving covetousness, which is idolatry, Colossians 3:5. And I think we all understand people can worship movie stars, sports figures, whomever, objects. They can worship money and so forth. Whatever comes before seeking God's will. We don't want to have idols. We want to worship God. The next one, adulterers. Those having sexual relations within the marital, with the marital partner, that is, of someone else. Let me say that again. Those having sexual relations with the marital partner of someone else, other than their own. Matthew 19:9. Jesus said, I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication. Here's the one grounds for a scriptural divorce. An unfaithful spouse can be put away if the other spouse is innocent. And so the innocent puts away the guilty for that grounds committing fornication. But here is the rest of the verse. So if that's not the case, and shall marry another, committeth adultery. And whoso marrieth her which is put away doth commit adultery. So someone, let's say, divorces their spouse, not for fornication, not for being unfaithful, just because they didn't get along. And they marry someone else. They're living in adultery. And the person they married, with the laws of the land, is also an adulteress. Do you want to put someone in that position? Well, you shouldn't. And you shouldn't want to put yourself in that position. But you see, this is God's law. This is God's standard of morality. And how many people today refuse to accept it? Well, a number of preachers do not preach this. They leave it out. But it's there in the Word of God, because Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, is the one who taught the truth on marriage, divorce, and remarriage. And if you think Jesus didn't teach the truth, you have a tremendous problem that you need to get over. But let's go on. Infeminate. Those who take the female role in a homosexual relationship. Notice Romans 1:26-27. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. The Word of God says this is sin. Society says, let's celebrate Pride Month. Well, who do we listen to? Do we listen to God or society? Because society is moving away from God's standard as we answer our question. It certainly is. In what direction is our morality moving? And it's certainly moving away from God's standard. But let's go on. Abusers of themselves with mankind. Again, we're referring to 1 Corinthians 6:9-11. Those who take the male role in a homosexual relationship. In Genesis 19:5, and they came and they called unto Lot and said unto him, where are the men which came into thee this night? Bring them out unto us that we may know them. They wanted to know them in a sexual manner. And these were messengers from God, and we know what happened there. Yes, we all can go back and see what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah. But let's mention this because we need to make this point very strongly. We are not against the person. We love the person that's in the sin. We want to see them get out of the sin, and therefore we're not going to substantiate them staying in sin, because we do love their soul We want them to have salvation, not be misled in thinking that this is the way to live in perversion, which God's word clearly points out. But let's go on. Thieves, those who steal, take what does not belong to them. We all know about this. Ephesians 4:28, let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let's go on. Covetous. Those desiring that which belongs to another. And that would, of course, include stealing, eventually could happen. Hebrews 13:5, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Now, gambling is sinful and is a form of stealing. This is covetousness. Let's not be involved in that. Let's go on. Drunkards, those who consume alcoholic beverages. Ephesians 5:18, and be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. He that is deceived thereby is unwise. Proverbs 21. We could go on with many scriptures. Drunkards are not going to inherit the kingdom of God. And if you drink that one drink, your one drink drunk, and the process continues as you get drunker and drunker. So don't be misled. Let's all stay away from alcoholic beverages and drugs, of course, the illegal drugs. Now, revilers, those who abuse another verbally to swear or curse. Colossians 3:8, but now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Let's not be involved in being revelers. Extortioners, those who use violence to steal. Luke 10:30, and Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. Fortunately, there was the Good Samaritan that came along. But we've covered here these sins listed as, of course, in our text, 1 Corinthians 6:9-11. And when we get to verse 11, you see, this is, of course, where there was those coming out of these sins by obeying the gospel. And we want to emphasize this. God loves everyone. All these sins that we've just mentioned, if people are involved in every one of them, they can be forgiven. But they have to get out of them by submitting to the will of God and putting on Christ in the watery grave of baptism. Notice where immorality begins. Matthew 15:19. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. It starts in the heart, doesn't it? In the process of thinking. And those that remain in these sins, of course, are not going to inherit the kingdom of God, but they're going to spend eternity in hell if they're not obedient to the gospel of Christ. So we want to emphasize we have love for these lost souls and want them to be forgiven. But study Matthew chapter 25, the judgment scene. Now, what is the current direction of morality in our country? Well, it's horrible. Whatever turns you on or makes you feel good, that's what people are all about today. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Isaiah 5:20 describes exactly what is being done today. And we have birth control being given to such young girls in elementary school. You have now teaching even kindergartners about the choices they can make, having transvestites parade around in front of these little children as if this is acceptable. And how in the world did we get here? We left the morality that God set forth. We left it as a country. Have we not been witnessing this? Now, we may not be participating in it, but we're certainly seeing the direction of morality, the way it's going. And how can parents allow their little children to be groomed? They're being groomed so they'll be involved in perverted activities. So what can be done with the time left to change the direction of morality that we're certainly seeing? The wrong direction is it's going in the wrong direction. As Christians, we must be sure that we're living according to God's standard, following, of course, Christ's law. Christians need to be a shining light in the darkness of this world, Matthew 5:16. Let our light so shine before men that they would see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. We need to be that shining light in the darkness of this world. And we must carry the gospel to the lost. There, those living in sin, living in an immorality, as we studied, the gospel can change lives. It's the power of God, Romans 1:16. Let's utilize that power. And we saw in 1 Corinthians 6:11, and such were some of you, but they were washed clean by the blood of Christ. Who would deny the direction of morality in which our country is moving? Of course it's away from God's standard. Who's going to determine what's right and wrong? World standards are not by God's standards. That's not going to work. And we certainly see that. And those who are living in sin can be saved, but they must come to Christ for the cleansing. Have you been washed by the blood of the Lamb? Well, not if you haven't submitted to the gospel of Christ. We have to hear the word of God, Romans 10:17. Believe that Jesus is the Christ. Of course, Mark 16:16. Repent of our sins, Acts 17:30. Confess with the mouth, Romans 10:9-10. Be baptized into Christ for the forgiveness of our sins, Acts 22:16. And live faithfully. Let our light shine before men. Living faithfully even unto death, dying for the cause of Christ, Revelation 2:10, will receive the crown of life. We stand ready to assist you if you've never obeyed the gospel. And as one who is interested in studying further, we'll sit down together and see what does the Word of God tell us. And let's make a difference in this country and throughout the world, of course, for the betterment of society. We thank you so much for listening today.